Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Good evening. And welcome to another edition of the National Black Unity News Radio Show. Show that is brought to you by Unique Newspaper, which we hope you're going to be very interested to find out more about. And today we have a special show. We have Ms. Fran Allen on, who will be helping us expand the paper to the African continent, in particular, country of Nigeria. And so we're going to be bringing her up in a minute. But as you know how we do each and every time we come on these airways, we read Daily Motivations for African-American Success. If we don't plan on being successful, then who will? Today's reading, August 26th, Raising Your Voice. Quote, no life will ever be great until it is dedicated and disciplined, unquote. Peter C.B. Banu, first African-American owner of a professional basketball team. How do you unleash the power of self-discipline? By habit, it's been said, quote, sow an action, you will reap a habit. Sow a habit, you will reap a character. Sow a character, you will reap a destiny, unquote. In the simplest terms, self-discipline is taking control of your mind, your habits, and your emotions. Until you master self-discipline, you will be unable to master anything else. The following story demonstrates the power of self-discipline. He was abandoned along with his twin brother when he was 3 weeks old, classified educably mentally retarded, and placed in special education classes. His adoptive mother's friends advised her to send him back to the Department of Welfare. This may sound like a living nightmare to many, but not to Les Brown, one of America's most sought-after motivational speakers. Brown's route to the top was precarious, to say the least. After graduating from high school, he became an unpaid golfer at a Miami radio station, always intent on working his way up and living his dreams. He eventually became a disc jockey, a state representative, a television talk show host. Each step along the way, he was added by his relentless self-discipline. Quote, discipline was the only thing that kept me from failing, unquote, he attests. Quote, and it might be the difference in your life as well. Whatever knocks you down, get back up and demand the best out of life. Each of us could live our dreams if we only mastered our habits. A disciplined person is not a spectacular in life, but not a spectator in life, but a participant in it, unquote. So it's important that, you know, that we understand the importance of self-discipline and taking advantage of that so that we can do what we need to do. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Ms. Fran Allen on, and Fran, your guest from Nigeria is also on, and I'm assuming that he logged into the special link I gave him. But we'll find out once we introduce him and get him up and on here. So go ahead, Fran. You got the honors of introducing your guest that you have on the show tonight.
Oh, Satawi, thank you so much. Hi, Dave Murphy. I know you're on the line. You're always on the line. You are the networker of networkers, and we all know that. I am so excited to be on the show today because I have really been working hard with my co-guest, I guess I would call him, Mr. Bright Aloyo, who reached out to me earlier in the year to see if I would be interested in working with him with the BUY campaign. Now, the BUY campaign is Building Young Entrepreneurs. That's what BY stands for, BYE, Building Young Entrepreneurs. And Mr. Aloyo gave me what I believe is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help him market, promote, and create this campaign, which is focused on making a generational investment in the children of Nigeria. And I'm not going to give you too many details about that program. I would really like for Bright to do that. But let me just say this. He is one of the most motivating, encouraging, inspiring people that I've had the pleasure of meeting. At one point, I that might really define myself. But Mr. Aloyo has clearly shown me what motivation, inspiration, and encouragement looks like, and I'm so grateful that he asked me to be a part of his program. So without further ado, Bright, come on the line.
Thank you so much for the introduction. I'm happy to be here, and I need to thank everyone who made this possible. It's actually an honor. Just like Fran rightly pointed out, it's been a whole lot of hard work, but she has been a pillar and a support in all this. Maybe I should just introduce the project fully so
yes.
The audience could get to know what we're about and where we're headed with this. Now, Building Young Entrepreneurs is born out of the fact that we seem to have a challenge in Nigeria presently, an unemployment challenge, and it's been growing exponentially. Between 2016 and 2018, unemployment rate shot up from 10.6% to 23.1%. And the National Bureau of Statistics and the country went further to inform us in 2019 that the youth unemployment rate has shot up to about 55.4%. which has become a cause of concern. Now, in the course of trying to put this together in the last 2 years, we have dialogued with a whole lot of bodies and a whole lot of institutions here in Nigeria. And the point is, government is trying to sort the unemployment issues with programs that are not necessarily working. And so we decided we needed to do something very fast. And that is because we noticed that about roughly 1.8 million youths get into the labor market each year. And all of them, they were busy searching for jobs. And there were no jobs. So the number of unemployed youths kept increasing in the country. And the effects of this has been felt all around, not just in Nigeria, but globally. So a whole lot of criminal activities and crime has increased, both here in the country and outside the country, perpetrated by Nigerian youths. These are individuals who are naturally intelligent and industrious, but unable to find jobs. So they're putting their intelligence into the wrong use. So we decided to do something about it.
Right, did we lose you? So while we're trying to get
Robert Satawi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did you lose him?
I don't know. His light on the switchboard is still lit up, so I know he might have been calling in.
He's probably online, and it's probably a poor connection. He is calling in from Nigeria, so... you know, let's just put that out there. And he's been working really, really hard with a good number of people in Nigeria too, and all throughout Europe and several other countries to secure sponsors to support the effort to, you know, be able to offer this tremendous opportunity to teach these children how to change their mindset from job seekers to job creators. so that they can be in total and complete control of their own destinies, and they can make a generational investment in, you know, themselves and their families moving forward, you know, their futures. And I got involved with this whole program because I believe that these children and the Nigerian children are some of the poorest children in the world. It's factual that these children are without so much. And while the youth in America have so much, these kids have so little. And my heart just went out to them, and I decided that I would make a commitment to help bring this program about, bring this campaign forward to help as many of these young people as we could, because at the end of the day, if we're not pouring into our children, then we're closing the door on our own futures as well, because these kids are our futures. We are going to have to sit down, put the baton down at some point, and somebody else is going to have to pick it up. And if we don't teach these children what they need to know and how you know, the things that they need to do in order to be able to pick up the baton and be successful, it's our own futures that we're, you know, we're going to light on fire, not just closing the door on their futures, but our futures as well. So, you know, I hope that we're able to reconnect with Mr. Loyo so that he could complete the, you know, the summary of the program. Bright, are you on the line again? No, I suppose not. At any rate, another contribution that I made toward this campaign was to create the workbook that they're going to use to, Bright, are you there? I thought I was hearing your voice. I'm hoping I can hear your voice. At any rate, I wrote the workbook because they needed a tool to use to help teach these children about the possibilities, the potential that they have, and the possibilities that are available for development if they just look inside and, you know, give themselves half of a fighting chance. And the workbook I wrote and I donated to the campaign for the exclusive use of the campaign, which is going to happen. And it's been a whirlwind, but I've really enjoyed this connection and, you know, this chance to participate to the extent that I've also been able to get the National Black Unity News to participate as a sponsor and also to look toward creating perhaps a satellite paper hailing from Nigeria to use as a tool to teach these young people about publishing and publishing a paper and all the moving parts that go along with that as well. Those can also be income-producing activities that, you know, the writers among them and the organizers among them would be able to develop income-producing streams for them as they go through this whole process.
Yes,
so he's trying to come back on.
Okay, well, until he does,
go ahead, David.
Okay, yeah. But first of all, I want to thank Mr. Bright for, you know, taking time out, because I know he's extremely busy, and of course, Fran Allen, who is our go-between, our mediator, whatever you want to call it, but I cheer her on, and I'm really, and you mentioned Les Brown, I'm very pleased, plumbing pleased, how you say it anyway, that Fran is on board with Mr. Bright, because it's a word, as Mr. Bright was explaining, that the unemployment rate is off the charts in Nigeria. You think we got problems here in this country? Well, there's nothing compared to what they're going through. And we are our brother's keepers. And
yes,
we all in this together. Because, you know, like I say, you know, a child is a child. I don't care who and where they are. And it's time for us. You know, how in the world can anybody sit back and do nothing when people are going through such atrocities, and we can make a difference? And that's why I say I appreciate, you know, this is what the National Black Unity News is all about, you know, unity, working together, uplifting one another. And I am pleased and I am proud to assist Fran Allen, who is assisting Mr. Brighton, who is assisting the children in Nigeria. And we all in this together. And if you want to read more about Mr. Bright and the Bi campaign, you can find it in the National Black Unity News. We had worked with, as Fran said, we are sponsoring this major project, and we're willing to go way beyond the call to assist them, because, like I say, if we could just help one child, you know, we're looking to help a multitude of them, but if we can just help one, it's worth it. And I thank you, Fran, for your participation. And I know Fran, sometimes, you know, she's an extremely bright young lady, and she's very uplifting, but also she can be very modest too, you know. But she not only she says she's working with, but Fran Al has put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. Like I said, she even wrote a workbook, and she's willing to go to the country and travel with the campaign to assist the children. And I commend her for that, you know, because that's where her heart is at, you know, helping others. That's what she's been doing all her life. And so, Fran, thank you so much for just being here, you know, for doing what you do. And
Bright, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, good. Mr. Bright.
Yeah, I can hear you now. I think it's better.
Okay, fantastic. And Fran Allen, I'm going to let you take it from here.
So, Bright, you were saying that the unemployment rate was so at 54%, I believe, and that's kind of what the Buy campaign became.
It's trying to address.
Yes, yes, yes. So could you further elaborate?
Okay. Presently, we are at a dilemma, and every economic institution in the country keeps giving out signals that we're going to have a problem if nothing is done first. Now, recently, a few days ago, it's been online, it's been everywhere in the news that a couple of Nigerian youths were arrested in the United States by the FBI for fraud, and it also brought up these issues of unemployment in the country, and so it's heated here. Now, I strongly believe that the world is a global village, and so when Fran is assisting us, we feel she's like a sister, a friend, and that is why we are also reaching out to every other person. However, the job issues that we have in Nigeria is spiraling out of control, because we seem to be growing. The population is also growing exponentially, true, because as we speak, we are over 190 million persons, and the UN figures that we should double that number in another few years. So if we do not do something, we're just going to go into a big crisis. And it's not just going to affect just the country alone. These youths are getting out of the country one way or the other, and in search of jobs, and when they do not find these jobs, they engage in things that are quite bad. So we feel if we could catch them young, we can actually begin to transform their mindset so they could begin to look at entrepreneurship. And just like Fran rightly pointed out, the National Black Unity News coming supporting with teaching these kids on how to go into publishing is one of the aspects we're looking at. And there in the country here, we're also partnering with the largest school owners association called NAPS, National Association of Proprietors of Private Schools. They are excited about this. They believe that it's high time kids begin to embrace entrepreneurship instead of coming out of schools looking for jobs that are not available. So the project, it's It's like an SOS message, actually, save our soul message that we're trying to give out to the world. We're saying, help us, help us. We're going under. And we're stretching out our hand from almost the bottom of the ocean, and we're hoping someone will just pull us out of it. And with Fran, we're kind of seeing that kind of help with the National Black Unity News. We're seeing that. But we're also calling out to every other person out there that come to our help, support this program, so we could kickstart something. We believe we could actually kickstart a chain reaction, so people begin to listen, and several other organizations and brands could begin to replicate what we're about to do, and it could become a movement. So that is where we're going with this. And we just believe that with the partnership we have with the National Black Unity News, we could get this done.
Well, I believe we can too. I think that, you know, there is no greater cause than that of uplifting our children. Our children are in such dire need, not just in America, but, you know, as you've said, in Nigeria as well. And I just want to do what I can do. And I'm you know, issuing a challenge for everyone that can hear my voice. Just do what you can do. Don't worry about everybody else. Just do the thing that you know you can do. Because if we are all moved to do just one thing, and there are 1,000 people or 10,000 people listening to this broadcast, then maybe there are 10,000 things that get done for these children, and their futures won't be dire anymore. Their futures will be bright. Their futures will be amazing. And these children are deserving. They are deserving of the help that we have. Now, we have the resources. It's just a matter of deciding if we're going to use them or not. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I hope everyone else that's listening will do the same thing, because it's the right thing to do. You don't need a reason to do the right thing. Just do the right thing because it's the right thing. And this is the right thing. Bright, I just really wanted to thank you publicly for providing me with this opportunity to assist, because it's so much bigger than us. It's so much bigger than everyone. We just all need to hold hands and walk forward lockstep and just get it done, just like you said.
Yeah, we should thank you too. We are excited to have your support. And as you pointed out, when I couldn't connect, I could hear you, but you guys couldn't hear me. So what I figured out was I wanted to let people also know that we're reaching out, not just to those in America, we're reaching out to the world globally. And Singapore is answering, Canada, a couple of persons in Canada answering. In Singapore, we have Women Lines, their leading online magazine, has also granted us a page to support the program, and they are also pushing it over there to see how they could raise awareness, support for the program. But our biggest support so far is coming from CMBUN, Fran, and the entire crew. So we appreciate that, because we feel, yeah, we look up to our brothers in the U.S. who could actually stretch out a hand and be of help. Your brothers over here in Africa, we need that help right now, or we're going to implode. We're going to go down. So I'm just calling out, whatever you can do to support this program, whatever donations or sponsorship you want to use to support this, you can pass it through the National Black Unity News or through SDS, Self-Development Success. They will actually get it to us, because presently we're having a whole lot of difficulties with PayPal. PayPal has shut down Nigeria. You cannot do transfers because of the prevalence of fraud. And several other channels we used to have become shut down. The crime rate in terms of fraud, in terms of kidnapping, in terms of robbery, it's actually getting out of hand. People get kidnapped every day for as little as $200 to $500 to $1,000. As little as that, they get kidnapped. And it's because the youths out there, they are angry with the system. They are angry with themselves. They are angry after spending so much years in school, come out of school, and then they spend so much years at home being fed by their parents. And so they're just taking it out on the society, and they're taking it out on anybody. So we feel that we need to act now. And that is why I'm calling out, and I'm really, really pleading that someone would reach out as Fran and TMBUN has done.
Well, I commend you, Mr. Bright. This is David Murphy with the publisher of the National Black Unity News. And I commend you for your standing up and standing out to assist our children. And like I said,
thank
we're going to do
so
everything
much.
We can to support you, because it's a worthy cause, a very worthy cause. And I encourage all our listening audience, please hear my brother. He's crying out. We are crying out. It's time. And if anybody going to change, it will be us. We need to change. You know, we have everything we need. We just need to come together, support one another. And because, like I said, you know, those children that he's speaking about could be our preacher. I'm talking about our preacher, doctors, lawyers, I mean, inventors, all sorts of things. You know, the minds are powerful minds, and we can't let it go to waste. And so I encourage everybody, stand up, support. Anyway, you know, get in touch with Fran Allen, and Fran Allen will get in touch with Mr. Bright. Fran, while we have a few minutes right here before the break, can you give us your information how they can get in contact with you or Mr. Bright?
Yes. Well, Bright, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe people can do two things. They can go to the actual Buy campaign website, which is www.buybye.com.ng. Is that correct, Bright?
Yeah, that is correct. However, before you move forward, let me quickly chip this. That platform, you're going to find a where you could actually click and make international donations. Every Nigerian site that does international donations, the international donations have been shut down. It's only local donations that they could receive. So I think all donations from the United States could go through you. We certainly to get to us. It could also go through the TNBUN. We don't mind that.
Okay. So in that case, people can come to my website, Self Development Success. So it would be www.selfdevelopmentsuccess.com, and there is a link or a button to go there for the fundraiser for the buy campaign. There's also a pay now button, and you can use that and pay, make whatever kind of contribution you want. And in the subject line, just make, you know, buy contribution. And those monies will be redirected to the buy campaign directly.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else? You know, of course, monetary support is extremely needed. Is there any other type of service that maybe other people can donate some time or supplies? What else do you need, sir?
Yeah. First, these are kids, and so whatever can be sent to them will be appreciated. Basically, books. However, the challenge they might have would be getting it to Nigeria, because things coming into Nigeria now are quite expensive for freight.
Yeah.
So that might be a challenge, getting those physical things into the country, except there's a partnership with some kind of an agency. But for now, when things are sent to us over here in Nigeria, they cost so much to freight them into the country. So that sometimes discourages people from doing it. But books are the things that they would definitely need. They need to read now. Books on entrepreneurship, books that could upbuild them. Those are the kind of things we would love to share during the event. Fran has already given us a donated workbook for the event, which They are already loving it. So we're keeping that wrapped. They have just seen only the cover, which they love. So we're going to share all that if we get them. But the donations, sponsorship, they could also get to Fran. Fran could get to me. We could talk on the phone, as I'm doing right now, and then we could get all that sorted out.
Okay. Let me ask you a question here. Like I say, you understand, like you say, there's a crisis not only here in America, but in Nigeria as well. And you're teaching entrepreneurship. So what about people to have opportunities or some type of program, other programs that that can assist with teaching children so that they can have programs or entrepreneurship opportunities that that could make them self-sufficient, so to speak. Is like I say, like Fran Allen, she's coming there. She has a workbook or something like that. So is there any other type of opportunities that you or people that have opportunities can assist you?
Yeah. We as I speak, presently, we have a whole lot of other individuals who have indicated their interest to either coach these kids online, but because we do have a massive challenge with online coaching, they are doing it through video. There's an arrangement that will commence in January for the kids through video coaching. We have an agreement with the John Martin program also there in the United States. He and his team have offered to coach he himself, Pooja Talesara, and Nick Martin. They have volunteered to coach these kids from January, and several other individuals here in the country have also volunteered to coach them in different aspects of their lives. So if we have anyone over there who is interested in also being a part of the coaching program, it will be appreciated. We would have a chat over phone, and then we could decide on how the coaching program will be, how they could fit in into it.
Okay. Well, the National Black Unity News will be hosting a series of events in the near future. And Fran, I'm throwing this out there, Mr. Bright, I'm throwing it out there to you as well. You know, maybe we can give a special program here in the country, in this country, to assist you. And maybe we can get you on a satellite or something and have a special event about the campaign. What do you think about that, Fran?
I think that's a great idea, David. So we can talk about it further. You know, and the sooner we figure it out, the better, because, Bright, when is the kickoff date for the campaign to start?
Well, the first event is for October 23rd. So that's the first event that will hold October 23rd. The second event will be October 30th. And then we have another one at November 6th. These dates have been communicated to our partners. Are they subject to review? Well, not exactly for now. But if there is a need to review, then we will. But the only thing that would make those dates be reviewed is when we fail to get the support that we need. But we are hoping that we'll actually get the support that we need.
Right. So is there a deadline that people need to be aware of for the first event for October 23rd? Is there a deadline for their contributions, you know, to be received so that they can actually be used for this event?
Yeah, we have a deadline both for those we're discussing with for September 30th. That happens to be the deadline we're looking at, that if by September 30th we are unable, which we know by the special graces of God that that wouldn't happen, we take a final decision by September 30th.
Okay. So September 30th is the date. And that is the time that we need to secure these resources so that, you know, we can make sure that this campaign kicks off and that these kids get the help that they need. These young people, their lives, you know, their lives are really hanging in the balance here, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course.
We can't stress enough how important, how critically important this is to what direction these children go with their futures, because they have to eat. They have to live. They have to have a roof over their head. They have to have a means to survive. And if they can't do it legitimately, they're going to do it any way they can. And it's really up to us to provide the opportunities for them to have a chance, for them to have a chance to choose the right thing. So let's do what we can do.
You're right. I also forgot to mention that Nigeria has just been named as the country with the highest number of poor people persons in the world. That is something that is troubling to everyone here. And each time the statistics comes out, we seem to go up in the ladder more. So we have overtaken India in the list, and that is because a whole lot of persons live below $1 a day, and it's crazy. We really need to do something, and I'm pleading and I'm begging.
Yes, you know, people, we take so much for granted in this country. We take so much for granted in this country. It is just a crying shame. You know, we live in, even the poorest of us live in better conditions than these children who have no control over how they are, where they are, or what they're going through. But we do. We can flip the script. We can flip the script. SDS is doing a ebook fundraiser. You can go to the Self Development Success website and purchase a book called From Creativity to Creating Income, Turn What You Know into Dough. It's a book that's all about honoring the knowledge, the skill, the intellect that we already have and putting it to use for ourselves, to create income streams for ourselves in such a way that makes us independent and self-sufficient and not needing to ask others for the things that we are more than capable of providing for ourselves. That's what that book is all about. And when you make that purchase on the SDS website for the buy campaign, 50% of the purchase price of the book is donated directly to the buy campaign. 50%. 50% of every single ebook sold, every single From Creativity to Creating Income ebook that is sold will generate a 50% donation to the buy campaign. Come on. There's got to be, if we could move 10,000 books, we could change this whole thing. 10,000 books.
Of course.
10,000.
Of course.
10,000.
Of course.
That's less than 1% of the population in this country. That's less than 1%. Can we just do that?
I'm hoping.
Yes,
all things are possible.
Yeah, all things are possible because, like I say, you know, I'm feeling, you know, a little special here. You know, I'm gonna say this, Fran. I appreciate you. You know, like I say, you know, I appreciate you, Mr. Bright. I appreciate you too, sir. But
thank
you know,
you
for the listening audience, Mr. Bright, let me ask you a question. You know, just speech. You know, like I say, I'm just gonna use me as an example. But you know, I want you to you know. But like I say, there's a thing here in the United States, you know, it's disparity all over the country. I live in a place called Baltimore, Maryland. And right now there's more murders taking place here than probably any place in the country right now because a lot of disparities has been taking place. But a lot of people are standing up, you know, in spite of, you know, because a lot of things are systematically done to us, you know. And what's going on in Nigeria, the world leaders know what's going on, but they turn their backs on us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stand up for ourselves. And so, Mr. Bright, all the things that you could be doing, why are you doing this? Why, I understand personally, but why you listen? Tell a listener on who you are and why you do the things that you do.
Okay, that's a good one. First, I would like to say that over time, I have worked closely with kids and schools, and I have come to see firsthand what these kids go through. And in the course of my consulting for schools, I'm an educational consultant and also a business consultant. So most times when I sit down with them, I had had meetings with the Federal Ministry of Education in my country a few years ago to discuss about certain issues affecting schools. And it became clear to me that a whole lot was being done wrong. And that was very, very clear. I had to point it out on several occasions to the association that I'm partnering with right now that, hey, we're doing things wrong in this country. The government themselves are also doing things wrong in this country, and we need to change things. And why did I say that? The government had programs that were trying to assist entrepreneurs, already existing entrepreneurs, or trying to create jobs. And each of these programs that they created or they formed, they could only cater for maybe a few thousand of these youths. But statistics from the National Bureau of Statistics in the country has said that we have over 1.8 million coming into the market every year. So there was no way they could solve this. I kept on singing and crying that we needed to start changing the mindset of these kids from job seekers to job creators, or else we're going to get a problem, until now that the issues have become worse. So it's been a pain. I have experienced the pain of seeing students who had come out of school after 4, 5, 7 years. One of them in particular keeps ringing in my head. I did an interview. I needed to employ a couple of persons, and I did an interview. That was the day I really made up my mind I needed to do this. After the interview, I came out of my office, and I saw one of the students was still waiting, one of the graduates, those who came to seek the job. And he said he needed to see me. I was like, okay. The interview was over. We're going to get back to you people. But he said, no, he wouldn't take long. And he told me, if only I could just give him the job for free, that he needed to leave home. He has graduated from school for 8 years without a job. He has lost the respect of his younger ones at home. His parents were still feeding him and treating him like trash. He just needed to go to somewhere and get back home so they feel that he has a job, because there was no way he was going insane the way he stood now. And I just knew that this young man was trying so hard not to go into crime. And there are a whole lot of them who cannot even take this much. 8 years? No. And I had to employ him. So that day I made up my mind, we are getting into problem if we do not act. So that is how all this came together. And, well, we are on it.
Oh, wow. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? You know, Mr. Bright, I appreciate you, sir, for your efforts, and I appreciate you for standing up. And like I say, from this point on, as the publisher of the National Black Unity News, you're not going to stand alone. And, you know,
thank
we're going to
so
do what
much.
We can to assist you. And I appreciate, you know, your efforts, and to the listening audience again. Whatever you can give or donate to this cause, it will help. And like I said, if you have services, you can get in touch with me, and I'll get in touch with Fran. And Fran will get in touch with Mr. Bright. Like I said, we have information in the National Black Unity News about the buy campaign. And Mr. Bright has wrote several articles in the publication. You can go to our website and read those articles. You can read what he's talking about. He can read about the programs that he's installing in Nigeria. And just remember this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we all in this thing together. And guess what? If we can help Nigeria, we can help. Like I said, I believe that if enough of us come together, you know who you are. You know that you know you're called to come out and support our children. I don't care where they are; they are still our children. And
yeah,
of
course.
And there's so many great minds, like Mr. Bright just said about that young man. He was willing to go. I mean, work for just to say he have a job. Now, you know how deep is that? And, you know, so like I say, put yourself in somebody else's shoes sometimes and see what, you know, what people are going through. But like I say, God has blessed all of us with gifts and talents, and we have to use them for such a time as this. And again, I am pretty much moved with compassion. If you have a heart out there, buy the books. Purchase a book. If you can't do nothing else, just purchase a book, and that would help the cause. And Fran Allen said, just 10,000. And look how many people in this world. How many? I mean, come on. You know, like I said, each one of us, just reach out and do what we can. And you're getting a lot in return. Not only are you getting a good book, you're getting good services, but at the same time, you're helping a worthy cause. So I strongly suggest that you support the Buy campaign. And Mr. Bright, I appreciate you again, sir. And
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to take a few minutes for a station break. And Brother Satawi, back to you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Thank Mr. Bright for being on our show today. And if we take the station break, this show is being brought to you by The Vortex. So what is The Vortex? The Vortex is a fundraising program for businesses, churches, nonprofits to help you get your market share that you're losing to Expedia and Priceline. You say Expedia and Priceline, what about Kayak? What about cheap tickets? What about hotels.com? Well, Expedia and Priceline own all of those other online booking sites. They have a hold on the market. So what does the Vortex do? The Vortex allows you to be able to beat their prices 85 to 90% of the time. 85 to 90% of the time, you're going to come out with a cheaper price than you would find on the Vortex. I mean, on Expedia and Priceline. And basically what you do, you purchase a Vortex site that allows you to give a link out to your supporters and customers. And every time they save money, whatever it is that they save, that comes back to you in the form of what we call cash rewards, or I really like to say like a donation. They save $50, you get a check for $50. They save $100, you get a check for $100. Like the other day, I had a client who used our Vortex site, and they saved $103. And that's what we got, a check for $103. So this is a great, great fundraising tool. And if you want to know more and more about it, you just go to fundingbytravel.com. That's fundingbytravel.com. You put that in there, it's going to bring up a short 15-minute presentation, and then you just take it from there. And so, again, we just want to thank all of the 47,000-plus people in our listening audience who tunes into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. We thank you. And we also have a new show that will be coming up this Wednesday called Ask the Doctor. What you might say, well, Ask the Doctor, yes. Ask the Doctor, Dr. Butler. He will be giving out information to people about if you want to go in business for yourself, if you want to do such and such. He was very, very much involved in the commercialization of the Hummer and several other things. What you do is if you Google Dr. Mel Butler, M-E-L-B-U-T-L-E-R, you can be able to find out about him. But you also can just check the description we got listed for this show that will be broadcast on these same airways Wednesday evening at 7:30 with the same call-in numbers and everything else. So with that said, and I know, Mr. Murphy, I know you got a program tomorrow, so I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir.
Yes, sir, yes. First of all, I want to thank you, sir, for that information. But the National Black Unity News will be hosting a networking event tomorrow evening at Nala's Restaurant. And it's at 5722 York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21212. And it's an event we'll be inviting all the editors and potential people to support the National Black Unity News. It's a powerful event where people can come out and share information about what they are doing as well. And so we encourage the listening audience to come out if you want to find out more about the National Black Unity News. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to come on out. There's a serious network is going to take place. And that's just one of the things that the National Black Unity News, of course, we publish a nationwide black newspaper where that is different from any other newspaper in the country because it's solution-oriented. And it's information by us and it's information for us. And we are not we're self-supported. I'm just going to leave it that, like that. We're self-supported because each one of us, you know, support the publication. And I encourage you to get your subscription, or you can call David Murphy at 443-455-2373, and I'll talk to you personally. You can get a subscription, or you can go to our website, of course, www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. And we have another event coming up on October the 12th, it's the Author Showcase, where our authors can come out and showcase their books and speak about, you know, why they wrote the books, and it's going to be a fantastic event. You know, tickets will be available. We have tickets now, and it's $15, including the mail, and that will be held at the Langston Hughes Business Center, and that's at 5011 Arbutus Avenue, and it's a fundraiser for an organization called God's Giving Hands as well. And again, I thank the guests for being online today. Especially our friend Alan. Matter of fact, the National Black Unity News has a host of editors, and Brother Satawi Jahi is one of the editors in the public, as well as Fran Allen. And you might almost say Mr. Bright, he's the editor too, man, because he's in the publication as well. And so, you know, it's a host of us on here that are providing great services. But I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to turn it back over to our guests. Let me just say this to you all, listening to you. Well, you know how I am. You know, like I say, the National Black Unity News is by not a David Murphy thing. It's a we, it's a us thing. And it's by divine. I'm going to say it again. It's by divine inspiration. We are here to serve. We are here to help us, black people, African-American, melanated people, people come from the continent, Africa. And that's where our roots are. And it's time, because as we know, all other ethnic groups support one another. It is high time we need to start doing the same thing. We have everything we need. We just need to come together in unity and support one another. Everybody just gives a little bit to each other, then we will be all right. And I am very pleased, you know, that, you know, we are reaching out nationwide. We're bringing on new people. So the National Black Unity News is growing. And we're going to reach out all over this country, and we're also reaching out across the waters to Nigeria and other African countries as well. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the time back now. You know, like I say, everybody else support one another. It's time that we start doing the same thing because nobody's going to do for us what we can do for ourselves. And we, like I said before, we have everything we need. And like I said, and the National Black Unity News is so important because we own, in this country, here in the United States, we own less than 1% of the media. And most of the media cannot say or do because they're supported by certain groups and organizations, so they are trained not to say certain things. But in the National Black Unity News, like I said before, we are self-supporting. And it's by us and it's for us, and the information in there is good for yesterday, today, and tomorrow because, like I say, our issues haven't changed. And, again, I thank our special guest, Mr. Bright, for being online with us today, and especially Fran Allen, who always been a soldier ever since I've known her for 20, 30-something years ago, and she's been on the front lines ever since. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you got people on this line right now who have dedicated their lives to helping us. It's about time we reciprocate that and help each other. And so, Fran, I'm going to take it back to you and Mr. Bright.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to...
Thank you, Dave.
I just want to...
Thank you so much.
Bright, why don't you...
Yeah.
Do you have some parting words, some final words before I close out?
Okay. Yeah, just a quick one. I just want to say that most times when it comes to giving, we sometimes feel ill-adequate that we do not have. But we should all remember the widows in the Bible, the widow's mite. It was highly appreciated. As I pointed out, millions of Nigerians are living below $1. So $1 means a lot to them. So what that means is whatever you can give, if you could buy just a book, it would really help a great deal. Don't think it's too small. So thank you all, and we hope that you will support this.
Thank you. So my parting words would be this, $11, $11, $11 can educate a child in Nigeria, $11 can buy them food, $11 can get them medical help, $11 can do so many things. You think that $11 is really not a lot of money, but $11 can change the life of a child in Nigeria. Now, we'll spend $10 on a cat or a dog, but we won't spend $11 on a child. We'll spend $11 to rent a scooter to ride around downtown Baltimore, but we won't spend $11 on a child. We'll spend $11 to go buy a chicken box with an orange soda, but we won't spend $11 on a child. There's something wrong with what all of that looks like. We have $11. Stop buying sodas for a week. Just a week. Just skip one soda a day, and at the end of the week, you have your $11. Making a generational investment in these children, because at the end of the day, these children are the ones that are going to be pushing around our wheelchairs when we're riding around in them with nowhere to go and nothing to do. It's these kids that we need to be pouring into right now who are going to be there to take care of us when we need them most. So please, 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 I can't ask you enough. Please, support this effort, buy a book, support a child, and create a generational investment for these children so that their lives will be what God intended for them to be. Thank you, Satawi. Thank you, David. Thank you for this amazing opportunity to be a part of the National Black Unity News family. You know I will be in the house tomorrow at Nyla's, because Nyla's won't be the same without me. I'm just saying.
And, that's right.
I've invited some people, you know, but we'll see. You know, they talk a great game. We'll see if they put their money where their mouth is, if they show up tomorrow night. And if they're listening, they know who they are. But we'll see. You know, everybody that talks to me be talking. I want to see some people do some walking. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you know what else, friends? You know, let me say when two or three are gathered, you know, it's four of us on this line. You know, we can change. Mr. Bright, is there any way that you may have a video or something that you can send to us that explain your program? Because we have a powerful media presence, and I would like to, you know, maybe about 2 or 3 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes video or something, so that I can have it circulated for the cause. So of course we have it circulated in the newspaper, but it would be nice hearing from you, you know, let people know the situation there, and I guess me, Satav, and everybody, we can help circulate that through our resources.
Right.
Oh, that will be fine. I'll get that done and sent to you.
Okay, I would appreciate it. And again, I said, I know we're getting close to the hour, Brother Satavi. And again, I want to thank you again, sir. And if anybody wants to support our program, Fran, give out your information again so how they can get in touch with you.
www.selfdevelopmentsuccess.com. SelfDevelopmentSuccess.com. There is a contact button on my website where you can reach me through the website. There's also the fundraiser on my website that goes directly to support the buy campaign. You know, and for those of you who just love the sound of my voice and just can't wait to talk to me, you can call 443-602-6194, 443-602-6194. I'd love to have a conversation with you about BI and how we can help these children become all that God meant for them to be. Everybody's got a purpose. Everybody's got a reason for being here. And, you know, they won't get a chance to find out what it is if we don't help them. We need to help these kids, I'm telling you.
Well, every journey begins with one step, and we just took a step right here on this radio broadcast. And I'm committed. I'm already committed. So, you know, and we all need to step up. And like I say, I believe that we're going to make a difference, a great difference. And so prepare yourself. You know, Mr. Bright, we're coming. And, you know, like I said,
okay.
We hear you, and they are babies as well. And we ain't
right.
gonna let this go
thank
down
so,
like this. We ain't gonna
so
no
much.
No, we going down for a fight. You know, we ain't waiting for no other countries or nothing like that. We gonna take our own problem. And I think God has given us enough gifts and talents and strengths and wisdom and knowledge to do so. Because it's already in the plan. You already working that plan. And you already reached out to us and see, you know, everything stuff was a beginning. But we ain't seen the end yet. And like I say, I believe that we gonna make this thing happen. And again, Satawi, thank you for this opportunity. Mr. Bright, thank you for being online
thank
with
you, Tari.
Us. And especially,
thank you, Mr. Dave.
Thank
you, Fran.
Thank you, Fran Allen, for all the work you've done. And I'm saying good night to you all. And again, 443-455-2373. Brother Satawi, I guess you can close us out now, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. I want to thank my guest and our special guest all the way from Nigeria. Bright Ole and Fran Allen for being on here and David Murphy, longtime friends and padres. And you can go to the Movements Unlimited website, which is www.movementsunlimited.net. That's movementsunlimited.net, and you can find out more about what we do in terms of Movements Unlimited, in terms of stuff that we do to help young people here in America. So, you know, and now I have to add the Thy program onto our website so that people know that they can help young people here and young people abroad. And I just want to
thank
everybody
so
again
much.
For tuning in.
Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For having me.
All right, you
thank
welcome.
You, sir.
All right.
We're gonna close out without singing the song. My time. Or it's our time.
Okay.
off and on button. Is the off and on button?